We're going to read the 10th chapter in Hosea this morning. The prophet has been speaking of the coming judgment. And in this 10th chapter, he rather sums up the case that has been presented against Israel. He uses a metaphor of the vine. A vine is used throughout the Old Testament to represent Israel. In fact, on the temple of Jesus' day, over the entrance, there was a great golden vine that had been crafted and hung there, a reminder of all those metaphors, use of that metaphor throughout the Old Testament. And Hosea recalls that Israel had grown and flourished, and as a result, there'd been a rich harvest of fruit and grain. But prosperity had brought with it spiritual decline. The people, well, they'd used the blessings of God to worship their false idols. They had even used their prosperity to multiply the number of false altars that were scattered about the land. And because of their sin, God says, their altars will be destroyed. They'd broken their covenant, their promises with God, and their kings were going to be cut off. But the root of Israel's decline wasn't to be found in the immediate past. It had not happened just yesterday. But we have to go all the way back to the early days of their history. And so Hosea says, God's going to chastise them and bring the nations against them. Their hearts were false, and the people were soon going to witness their own destruction. He makes an earnest appeal. Break up the fallow ground. Again, produce fruitfulness to God. Seek Him. Pray for His blessing. But the people don't listen. You and I will never be able to address the ills and crises of our time unless we see them clearly. Unless we too understand what the root cause is, faithlessness. It's only then that we'll be able to discern the truth from delusion. We may not like what we discover, but it's better to discover the truth, to proclaim it boldly, than to embrace a fanciful fiction. Let us not be like those of whom Hosea writes. Hosea chapter 10, hear the word of the Lord. Israel is a luxuriant vine that yields its fruit. The more its fruit increased, the more altars he built. And as his country improved, he improved his pillars. Their heart is false, but now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their pillars. For now they will say, we have no king, for we do not fear the Lord. And a king, what could he do for us? They utter mere words. With empty oaths they make covenants. So judgment springs up like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria tremble for the calf of Beth-Aven. Its people mourn for it, and so do its idolatrous priests, those who rejoiced over it and over its glory, for it has departed from them. The thing itself shall be carried to Assyria as a tribute to the great king. Ephraim shall be put to shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his idol. Samaria's king shall perish like a twig on the face of the waters. The high places of Evan, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. Thorn and thistle shall grow up on their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us. From the days of Gibeah you have sinned, O Israel. There they have continued. Shall not the war against the unjust overtake them in Gibeah? When I please, I will discipline them, and the nations shall be gathered against them when they are bound up for their double iniquity. Ephraim was a trained calf that loved to thresh, and I spared her fair neck. But I will put Ephraim to the yoke. Judah must plow, Jacob must harrow for himself. Sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap steadfast love. Break up your fallow ground. For it is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed iniquity. You have reaped injustice. You have eaten the fruit of lies. Because you have trusted in your own way and in the multitude of your warriors, Therefore the tumult of war shall arise among your people, and all your fortresses shall be destroyed. As Shalman destroyed Beth Arbel in the days of battle, mothers were dashed in pieces with their children. Thus it shall be done to you, O Bethel, because of your great evil. At the dawn, the king of Israel shall be utterly cut off. The words, so sober in their finality, almost without offer of peace and mercy. And Israel did suffer and went into captivity. Let us learn from our past errors and mistakes, and let us live to righteousness.